Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 45. Tonight, 90% chance for rain with a low of 40. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. A Wayne City resident was found deceased outside a home in the village this morning. Wayne County Coroner Jimmy Taylor has not released the individual's name at this time, and he says authorities are in the preliminary stages of their investigation. Wayne City Ambulance was reportedly dispatched to the scene. More news next.
Are you passionate about your community and interested in helping others? Frontier Community College is now offering free literacy tutoring for community learners, and we need your help. By volunteering as little as 1 hour each week, you can change a life. Tutors are carefully matched with learners to grow skills in reading, writing, and math. If you want to support this local cause, call me, Hayden McDuffie, at 842-3711 to sign up today.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, Wabash Communications Co-op has announced they will award $12,000 in scholarships to 2019 graduates. Applications will be accepted until March 1st. In order to be eligible for the scholarships, the applicant's parents or guardians must be members of Wabash Telephone Cooperative or customers of Wabash Independent Networks for at least the last 12 months. Applicants must also be a senior with a grade point average of 3.0 or above. They must plan to attend a 2 to 4 year accredited college and provide a goal statement. WTCI members must write an essay on the benefits of being a cooperative member, and WIN customers must answer an essay on how WIN has enhanced their life. Applications for the $1,000 scholarships should be submitted to P.O. Box 299 in Louisville. Complete applications may be accessed at wabash.net. The Little Red Barn in Wayne City is closed today due to a break-in overnight. It will reopen tomorrow. 36-year-old Fairfield resident Christopher A. Toney was arrested by Fairfield police Sunday afternoon on a charge of disorderly conduct. According to police reports, at approximately 3:35, officers responded to a residence on Ash Street to investigate a disturbance. Upon their arrival, they were told that Toney had been at the residence creating a disturbance. Police had been at the residence twice before to assist, but Toney had returned and was accused of choking a dog, tearing down a laundry pole, and punching a neighbor's shed. Officers located Toney a short distance away and took him into custody. He was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of bond. 22-year-old Fairfield resident Caitlin M. Maxim was arrested Sunday afternoon by Fairfield police on charges of disorderly conduct and criminal damage to state-supported property. According to police reports, at approximately 3:07, officers responded to the Fairfield high-rise to investigate a report of a fire alarm activation. Officers then discovered that there was no fire and that Maxim had activated the alarm intentionally. She was then arrested, transported to the Wayne County Jail, and held, pending the posting of bond. The Fairfield Fire Department assisted in the investigation. The Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of Kyle Tercero. 33-year-old Fairfield resident Crystal M. Wallace was arrested by Fairfield police yesterday morning on a Wayne County warrant for petition to revoke probation on a charge of unlawful possession of methamphetamine, as well as a charge of possession of methamphetamine. Police say at approximately 11:55, they were advised of a wanted person on Southwest 4th Street. Officers responded to the location and saw Wallace as a passenger in a vehicle. After stopping the vehicle, police attempted to take her into custody, but she refused to exit and had to be removed. Wallace was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held on the no-bond warrant. 31-year-old Flora resident Kenneth R. Newman was arrested by Wayne County deputies late last night on a charge of domestic battery. Newman was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 29-year-old Iuka resident Joshua M. White was arrested early this morning by Fairfield Police on a Marion County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of possession of a stolen vehicle, as well as on a charge of possession of meth. According to police reports, an officer on patrol observed White walking in the 600 block of Southwest 7th Street and knew of the warrant for his arrest. White was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, with his bond set at $245 for the warrant. 57-year-old Flora resident Gerald E. Baker was arrested by Wayne County deputies yesterday afternoon on a Wayne County warrant for theft. Baker was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $1,020 bond. The Community Education Program at Frontier Community College is offering a 4-day trip to New York City for interested individuals in the community. The trip has been scheduled for July 8th through 11th, and booking reservations are now open for individuals aged 18 and up. Julie Bryant, coordinator of public information and marketing at the college, says the trip will include visits to several notable landmarks.
There will be sightseeing tours, and we have a private tour guide, and they are very knowledgeable, so you'll be learning everything about those landmarks. The hotel stays, you have a private bathroom, you have breakfast and dinner daily, overnight security chaperone, and a Broadway show is included. So over the 4 days, you will get to see a lot of landmarks, so I'm going to go through them pretty quickly. The Rockefeller Center, St. Patrick's Cathedral, Times Square, the Grand Central Terminal, Empire State Building, and you get to do the observatory visit there, the Trinity Church, Wall Street, the 9/11 Memorial, and I have been to that, and it is very, very cool. Chinatown, Little Italy, the Broadway show. You'll get to go to Central Park, Radio City Music Hall, Metropolitan Museum of Art, and the American Museum of Natural History.
FCC has scheduled 4 informational meetings for individuals who would like to learn more about the opportunity. Megan Black, Director of Instructional Services, will be available to answer any questions during the meetings. Both day and evening sessions are available, and all meetings will be held at Bob Boyles Hall. The first options will be this Thursday, with one at 11 o'clock a.m. and another at noon. The next 2 meetings will take place next Tuesday, February 12th, at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. The total cost of the all-inclusive trip is $1,892 for travelers age 23 and up. Travelers under the age of 23 will pay $1,712. People may pay for the trip at the time of enrollment, or a flexible payment plan is available. Those looking to reserve a spot should visit explorica.com/black-6784 and click Sign Up Now. Those who enroll by February 14th and use the code BLACK75 will save $75 off the total price. The Albion City Council met last night in regular session. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council met in regular session Monday night. The council, under old business, discussed extending the ordinance allowing the bowling alley to stay open an extra hour on Friday nights to allow champion leagues to bowl. The council voted to approve no parking between driveways at the K-12, that would be on the south side of State Route 15, from the high school entrance to the grade school entrance. Bids were also open for the Henson properties. The winning bidders were Isaac Snodgrass and Kristen Chapman. There were a total of 3 bidders for those properties. David Works, who lives on South 3rd Street, approached the council about a sewer problem at his home. A new sewer line was laid to the street by Works. However, the city ordinance states that the line must be laid to the city sewer main line, which is located across the street and under the brick street on South 3rd Street and in the neighbor's yard, which is the city right-of-way. According to the ordinance, Works will need to tear up the street and dig into the city's sewer line, and then the city will repair the damage made by Works contractors. David Works was at the meeting to obtain clarification on that ordinance Monday night. The City Council voted to advertise for bids for a new roof on City Hall. Those bids will be opened at the March meeting. Alderman Don Rigg and Mayor Harris complimented city workers on the snow removal effort during the last snowstorm. There was some discussion about using the gambling taxes to repair city sidewalks. There's an ordinance passed several years ago in reference to that money being spent for sidewalks. The fund has about $12,000 in it currently. The council voted to purchase 12 new Christmas lights for the light poles around the city of Albion. The LEDs will cost around $4,020. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
Why Fairfield is hosting a meeting at the Elks Lodge tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. to talk about a proposed Founders Festival. The festival would celebrate the unofficial 200-year anniversary of Fairfield. Lou Carl, Why Fairfield president, says not much about the event has been set in stone, though it's tentatively set for June 15th on Main Street. However, even though the event is several months out and times and locations aren't set, Harrell said it's important to begin planning now. Anyone interested in helping in any way with the Founders Festival is encouraged to attend the meeting at the Elks. Harrell says the event could have a similar setup to the Fall Fun Fest, though it would be more commerce-driven and would not have rides. Instead, it would feature entertainment like music and bounce houses, along with various vendors. Harrell says anyone who would like to volunteer for or coordinate the event should attend the meeting tonight, and those who have ideas for the proposed Founders Festival are also welcome to attend. The Edwards County Spelling Bee will take place tomorrow evening at 5 at the Edwards County Courthouse in Albion. Dave Rigg will be the radio host for the evening, and the event can be heard on 104.9 WFIW. 8 contestants, 4 from Albion Grade School and 4 from West Salem Grade School, will vie for the county crown. The Edwards County Community Unit School District 1 would like to thank those who have donated and will donate their time for the event. The Edwards and Wayne County Soil and Water Conservation District will host a meeting on the benefits of cover crops and available funding tomorrow morning at 8:30. Coffee and donuts will be served at the Cover Crop Coffee Shop event, which will be held at Bob Boyles Hall on the campus of Frontier Community College. Doc Roser will be the speaker for the event. The Old Goshen Trail Chapter of the DAR will hold their Veterans Recognition Soup and Sandwich Luncheon this Saturday. The meeting will begin at 11 o'clock a.m., and a luncheon is scheduled for noon. The DAR meets at the First United Methodist Church in Mount Vernon. Anyone interested in joining should contact Janet Buchanan at 214-0330. The University of Illinois is extending its search for its first chief diversity officer after 4 finalists for the position didn't work out. Chancellor Robert Jones reportedly told search committee members last month that the goal was to make a decision by the end of the academic year in May. Jones originally hoped to make a hire for the job early this semester. Jones told search committee members that it's critical the university find, quote, the best possible person to create the position and support diversity efforts. He said the university cannot afford to get this wrong. Jones said an executive search firm is finding new candidates. The chief diversity officer will oversee the new cabinet-level Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. The American Red Cross is putting out an emergency call for blood and platelet donors, as last week's winter storms and the government shutdown have combined to limit the donations received in recent weeks. Agency organizers are asking people to find a blood drive and roll up their sleeves. Joe Zidlow, spokesman for the Red Cross, says Mother Nature and some lawmakers combined to create this unfortunate circumstance.
The federal government shutdown affected our donations because we do, you know, probably a little more than 4%, almost 5% of the blood we collect are at blood drives that are with government organizations. Could be something sponsored by, you know, military, local, state, or federal government agencies. So, yeah, that impacted us too. That was something a little, something we weren't expecting, obviously, and just another wrinkle to add to the challenges we've had this winter.
The Red Cross must collect approximately 14,000 blood and platelet donations each day for the patients at about 2,600 hospitals and transfusion centers nationwide. That's the news. Area deaths next.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful, blistery rash. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost one of every three people in the U.S. will develop shingles in their lifetime.
When people get chickenpox, the infection doesn't actually go away. The virus sort of stays in the nerves for the rest of your life.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Pratish Tosh explains that as you get older, your immune system, which has kept that virus at bay, weakens and the virus reactivates. The result is a very painful rash. About one in five people who contract shingles can have long-term pain issues.
And so the recommendation really right now is for everyone over age 50 to get the new vaccine, which is much better than the old one and really efficacious.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Do you have an ache, a lump, or a bump? Physician referrals are not required for any surgical consultation at General Surgeon Dr. Patrick Molt's office in Fairfield. Schedule an appointment to talk to Dr. Molt about laparoscopic abdominal surgical procedures, such as hiatal hernia repair, anti-reflux surgery, or an appendectomy. Medicare, Medicaid, most insurance plans and charge cards are accepted at General Surgeon Dr. Patrick Molt's office in Fairfield.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 37. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel. Here at Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,301, up 62. The NASDAQ is at 7,374, up 26. March crude oil is at $53.71. That is down 85 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 95-year-old former Albion resident Mary Louise Smith died on Saturday at Hamilton Memorial Rehab and Healthcare in McLeansboro. She was a member of the Home Extension, a 4-H leader for many years, and a DAR member. Mary Smith is survived by one daughter, Charlotte Smith, one son, Steve Smith, a sister, Sandra Thomason, and one granddaughter. Visitation for Mary Smith will be held from 10 to 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Funeral services will be held at 11, with burial to follow at Graceland Cemetery. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion is in charge of arrangements. 81-year-old Fairfield resident William L. Thomas died at 9 o'clock a.m. on Monday at SSM Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. He had worked as a foreman at Roadmaster in Olney for many years, along with being a self-employed carpenter. William Thomas is survived by one son, Stephen Thomas of Fairfield, two daughters, Tammy Metzo of Amboy and Christina Kolak of Fairfield, nine grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, one brother, Charles Thomas of Fairfield, one sister, Martha Moyer of Flora, and several nieces and nephews. A graveside service for William Thomas will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Brown Cemetery in Mount Airy. Friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 86-year-old Fairfield resident Sarah Marvell Billington died last Monday. She was a homemaker. Sarah Billington is survived by two sisters, Patsy Dyer of Effingham and Barbara King of Widefield, Colorado, daughter Patsy Oswald of Fresno, California, son Bobby Krogan of Colorado Springs, Colorado, daughter-in-law Patty Billington of Fairfield, a stepson, Charlie Billington of Sisney, 6 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-grandchild. A graveside service for Sarah Billington will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield. In lieu of flowers, please make a donation to a Aperion Care or a favorite charity. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 79-year-old Fairfield resident Ronald L. Dunlap died at 4:10 p.m. on Sunday at Aperion Care in Fairfield. He had worked in the oil field and had been a mechanic. Ronald Dunlap is survived by his wife, Kitty Dunlap of Fairfield, 2 sons, Ronald Dunlap of Fairfield and Eddie Dunlap of Decatur, 2 daughters, Anita Miller and Dottie Brimberry, both of Robinson, 13 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 1 brother, Jackie Dunlap of Puyallup, Washington, 2 sisters, Roseanne Isle of Albion and Carolyn Headley of Carmi, and several nieces and nephews. Per Ronald Dunlap's request, his body has been cremated, with a memorial service to be held at a later date. The Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9. Fairfield area weather for today. Cloudy skies and a high of 45. 90% chance for rain tonight with a low of 40, and then showers are likely tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 60. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Rain is likely on Thursday with a high of 65 and low of 20. Sunny skies on Friday. Friday's high 28 with a low of 18. And then sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 35 with a low around 28.